Hello, everyone, and welcome to Million Dollar Decorating, the only podcast devoted to the worlds of design, decorating, and beautiful living. I'm your host, James Swan, and I am thrilled to have you subscribing to our podcast today and sharing in the newly launched special feature, Market Buzz, where we go behind the scenes at major design events and bring you interviews with design influencers and trendsetters, and at the same time, keep you current on all that's happening each day of the market. This afternoon, I'm really happy to have a very good friend, Luann Nogara from A Well Designed Business, joining us today. Welcome, Luann. Thanks for just stopping by today.
Hi, James. How are you? Thanks so much for including me in your new Market Buzz series. I'm very honored to be included.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us today. Luann, for our listeners who haven't met you yet, tell us about your podcast, but then also about the rest of the work that you do in the world of design, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you. My podcast is called A Well-Designed Business, and we are on iTunes every week, three times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We talk about the business side of design rather than the beauty side of design. So we talk more about the systems and the processes that help interior designers grow their business. And then that's actually my side hustle. My primary business is Window Works, and that is located in Livingston, New Jersey. And we are a custom window treatment and awning retailer, and we service both the trade and the direct consumer market. We've been in business since 1982, and I own that business together with my husband, Vince, and our partner and our cousin, Bill.
Wow, I'm kind of exhausted just hearing all of that. You're a very busy lady.
It's a little intense, I have to say. Life is in a very intense few moments here. No. Fun, though.
We've got a few calm moments this afternoon, so take a big exhale breath, and we can just sort of relax and have fun here. So tell me why you're here at Las Vegas Market. Do you come every year?
This is actually my first visit to Las Vegas Market, and I was invited to come by Kravit Inc. in my Doma studio. We did an event at the Kravit Inc. showroom yesterday with Kelly Ellis, and so it was called Design Uncorked, and I basically interviewed Kelly and talked to her about her best advice for helping interior designers go from design firm to design empire. So Kelly talked to us about branding and about licensing and how to differentiate yourself in the marketplace and, you know, the types of things that the bigger brands are looking for when you want to go from design firm to design empire. And so, as I said, that was sponsored by Kravit in my Doma studio. And then on Monday, I was asked by Designer Inc. to join them at the Noir showroom. And we did a fun thing there called Name That Vendor. And I got to be a game show host, which was a total crack up. And all four of my kids, when they heard that I was asked to be a game show host, were like, that's so perfect for you. So that was fun. And we had a bunch of designers come out for that. And we had the game show contest. And then one of the designers, Wendy, she actually won a $250 gift card to Designer Inc. So it was a fun night.
Wow. It sounds like a nice prize.
Yeah,
good for her.
Yeah.
And what a fun way to spend some time here at Market with good people. And you know, that's the end of the day. Lots of good people roaming around these halls, and they're fun to get to meet and get to spend time with.
Yeah.
So, from your time here, I mean, you've been busy, but you've had time to look around, I'm sure. What's catching your eye at Market? What trends are you spotting? What's got you excited about what's coming out into the marketplace this year?
Well, I'm going to tell you the truth, James. You know me. You know that I'm much more into the business side of things than the pretty side of things here. And not that I don't appreciate it, but I haven't spent a lot of time going around to the different showrooms. Of course, I was at the Kravit Inc. showroom, and I do have to say, the new velvet fabrics just totally caught my eye, like gorgeous cut velvets in these vibrant colors. And literally, honest to God, no joke, caught my eye. I was standing there chatting with somebody and I was just like, whoa, what is that? So those were some beautiful fabrics. Beyond that, I actually reached out to some of my designer besties to ask them what they thought was happening here.
So, very smart.
Yeah. So Claire Jefford runs a Facebook group it's called Interior Design Business Strategies. And there's a lot of really talented interior designers in this group. So I reached out to them this morning and I said, guys, little help. James is going to ask me what's happening at Market. So I have a few tips from those designers, if that's okay.
Bring it on. Bring it on. And thank you to all those people that have helped help Luann with this.
That's it. So my cheat sheet. Okay. So Wendy Woloschuk, she said to me that she loves the influx of metals and golds and blacks. And she sees a real rise in that trend and she really loves it. She thinks it's spectacular. And Peg Kussner, she said that she loves the new furniture line that Curry & Co. has just introduced, and it's being directed by Amy Kirstner. So that was exciting. And beyond that, I think also Peg Kussner also mentioned that she noticed that what was blush and golds last year has moved into a sweeter pink and golds this year. So those were the observations of the trends from some of my designer besties. So I have to rely on them for the total 411.
There are some good people to rely on there. So good for you for making making use of those connections. I'm going to turn that question around a little bit. And since you do focus on the business side and maybe more of the technology associated with running a business, what's happening in that part of the world? What's new? What are design firms using, or what strategies are people implementing in their businesses to raise their game a little bit?
Definitely video. It's definitely video. And I've been advised by many of the business coaches that I've had on the show in the last 6 or 8 months. The statement that more than a few have used that are not connected to each other, interestingly, has said that by the year 2020, 80% of the content that we consume online will be through video. That is an insane percentage to me. And it's in a percentage that I don't feel we can ignore. I want to ignore it. Believe me, I want to ignore it. I don't want to learn another technology. You know, even just yesterday at the Kravitz Showroom, we did a Facebook live feed of the event. And you can't ignore it. There's over 3,000 views of this event in less than 24 hours because it was Facebook live feed. And I'm watching these designers in the design groups really up their game, and they are doing Facebook live where what's nice is what they're doing, James, is they're doing it consumer facing. So they are doing a tip a week to the best way to, you know, organize, you know, go through a kitchen project or something. Or here's a great one that Claire Jeffert mentioned, how to work with an interior designer and how much does it cost to hire an interior designer. And she said that in a mom group that she was in, people were asking, oh, I think I'd like to hire an interior designer, but I don't know how to do it. You know, is it expensive? And so one of the moms knew that Claire is an interior designer. So she said, would you mind coming in and answering some of these questions? And instead she posted a Facebook Live video, and it's genius. And it's genius and it's distressing at the same time.
And you touched on it just a moment ago. I mean, for those of us like you, like me, who are, you know, we're touching technology every day, and so now it's one more thing that I've got to learn and then master. But hey.
But 80% of all content in 3 years, how can you ignore that number?
You can't.
It's like somebody telling you in 1960 the Yellow Pages is coming, and you're like, it's not for me. You just cannot ignore it. So I have compassion for all of our peers out there that have to somehow figure out a way to make the shift to this. But in our each small way, we have to.
Well, so talk to me a little bit about making the shift. What's been your experience in tackling new technology? How do you go about it?
Well, I can tell you that I've started with just trying to shift one podcast episode a month to a video format. And I haven't even attempted to combine the live Facebook feed to it yet. We've done one and it went well and we got great feedback from it. Possibly next month, we'll attempt to also, in conjunction with the taped video, do a live Facebook feed of it. But I can tell you, like everybody says, and it's true, don't worry about your hair. Don't worry about your makeup. That's, you know, and of course, it's one thing to know that. It's another thing not to do it, plain English, let's be real. But that's not even the hard part. The hard part is getting the lighting. The first video that we did, when I looked at it, once it was live, I'm like, oh, it's awesome. There's the studio light, a big, you know, neon light reflecting in my glasses.
In your glasses.
Yeah. And I'm like, awesome, Luann. Okay. So next time, just move the light. And I must have checked it 50 times, the light, wow, back and forth around the desk, this side, that side. Is it too bright? Is it too light? So it's like everything else in our business. I have to develop a system for going live from the podcast studio. And it's the same as every designer out there. Develop a system for going live on video or even recorded video to your community, to your consumers. And because if you put it to a system, it will get easier to do. So that's my challenge right now, which is trying to develop my systems for going live.
A lofty goal, but one that I have a feeling you're going to master. I know you, so you will master it. It is amazing, though, when you put a checklist together. Give it thought, get all of those things down, and yes. then you just tick things off.
Yep.
You don't forget things, and pretty soon you start remembering the list, and it becomes second nature, and
exactly
off you go.
Exactly right. Yep.
No, that's very good. Thank you for sharing that bit of wisdom with us. Thank you very much. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. Who's your big design crush these days? Who do you have a crush on?
Well, of course, again, I went to the group. I really, my first thought was Kelly Ellis, for sure. I mean, now I've had the opportunity to interview her for the podcast and now the live interview, and she is just such a genuine woman and so brilliant. I admire her. I admire her interior design, but I admire her business acumen as well. But I did put it out to the group too, just in case. And I have to say that Amy Hall Ahern, she is loving Alexa Hampton and Libby Langdon now, which of course I'm aware of, obviously, both of these insanely talented interior designers as well. And, you know, Wendy also was looking and loving on Kelly Ellis right now too. So, and I also just met the other night at the Lux party, Lauren Williams. Boho by Lauren.
Boho by Lauren.
Oh my God, what a sweetie. Honestly,
darling.
God.
Yeah.
Like you, it's not, it's amazing how truly sweet and genuine. And I just looked at her, I'm like, you're so successful. You're this tiny little thing and you look like a little girl.
Yeah,
like,
a little wisp of a thing. Yes.
But you know what? You know there's something happening in that brain upstairs there to get that kind of, you know, success and have that kind of platform and that talent. So I'm having a little bit of a design crush on her right now myself.
That's a good one to have a crush on. Actually, all of those are. Yes. Kelly, right at the top of that list. Last question then, we're asking everybody that comes through. A big part of market is how you lug all the stuff around that you acquire in all of these fabulous showrooms. So tell us about the bag that you're carrying today.
Well, of course, I have to do justice to my homies. I have my designer ink bag.
There you go.
So, you know, I'm not all about the fashion, James. That's not my thing. So I'm about the practicality. And so I have my designer ink bag. And I have to say, this is like really crazy because if you could actually compliment a tote bag from a market, I actually can because it has a zipper on it.
I noticed that as soon as you sat down.
And I thought that was just such a nice, crazy little touch. I mean, here I am gushing on a tote bag. But the truth is, that's appreciated in a tote bag, especially if you're going to throw your wallet and everything else.
Exactly. And your cell phone, all of those important and expensive
things.
I've
got my designer ink bag.
Okay. You heard it here, folks. Designer ink. I'm sure they've got a few more to give out. So if you want to swing by, this would be the time to do it. Luann, thank you so much for stopping by today. As always, it's fun and delightful and educational to get to chat with you.
Thank
I always
you.
Learn something. So hope the rest of your time here in Las Vegas is great, and I'll look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks, James.
I want to say a big thank you to all of our subscribers who've tuned into the show today. You know how I feel about you. You make this all possible. Without you, this show wouldn't matter. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing news about the show with your friends and helping us to continue to grow. Go over to the website, milliondollardecorating.com, and you'll catch the notes from today's show. We'll post a link to Luann's website for her podcast so you can follow what she's doing there, as well as that business that's her day job. Got to do that too if you're in the New York City area and you need your windows covered. She's the go-to person, so give her a call. While you're there on the website, click a few more of our buttons. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And finally, most importantly, remember that it's up to you to make your world more beautiful. Join the thousands of designers, retailers, and interior enthusiasts who are using RoomStyler platform to create 3D photorealistic renders easily viewed on any device. Go to RoomStyler.com today.